Another of Hofstede's dimensions is uncertainty avoidance. How well does a culture tolerate ambiguity? Here are the top five uncertainty avoidance countries according to Hofstede's database. That is, the countries most reliant on rules and plans and most likely to stick to procedure regardless of circumstances. Number one, Greece. Number two, Portugal. Number three, Guatemala. Number four, Uruguay. Number five, Belgium. The bottom five, that is, the culture is best able to tolerate ambiguity, are number 49, Hong Kong, number 50, Sweden, number 51, Denmark, number 52, Jamaica, number 53, Singapore. It is important to note that Hofstede wasn't suggesting that there was a right place or a wrong place to be on any one of those scales. Nor was he saying that a culture's position on one of his dimensions was an ironclad predictor of how someone from that country behaves. It's not impossible, for example, for someone from Guatemala to be highly individualistic. What he was saying instead was something very similar to what Nisbet and Cohen argued after their hallway studies at the University of Michigan. Each of us has his or her own distinctive personality, but overlaid on top of that are tendencies and assumptions and reflexes handed down to us by the history of the community we grew up in. And these differences are extraordinarily specific. Belgium and Denmark are only an hour or so apart by airplane, for example. Danes look a lot like Belgians. And if I dropped you on a street corner in Copenhagen, it wouldn't look all that different from a street corner in Brussels. But when it comes to uncertainty avoidance, they could not be further apart. In fact, Danes have more in common with Jamaicans when it comes to tolerating ambiguity than they do with some of their European peers.